You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Dante Fibola Inkney with your local newscast. Taking charge of your finances can feel intimidating, especially with the high cost of living in Teton County. That's why local nonprofit 122 Resource Center is launching a new series this week aimed at empowering low and middle income community members through financial workshops. KHOL's Hannah Merzbach has more.
Isabel Zumel says her daughter is turning 18 and, like many of us, never got any kind of financial education through school.
It's kind of one of those really useful life skills that, for whatever reason, community members don't necessarily, they don't have access to it.
Zumel, the director of education and outreach at 122, says the organization wants to fill that gap for people like her daughter at early stages in their financial journey and people at later stages. Talks will focus on everything from everyday budgeting to how to maximize savings for education and retirement.
There are some things that you can do to help you advance further, and we're going to try and make it as painless and unscary as possible.
Zumel says an award-winning podcaster will kick off the free series by offering tips and tricks at the Teton County Library Wednesday in Spanish and Thursday in English. People who attend multiple financial workshops from 122 will get a $75 gift card to a local grocery store. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
Governor Mark Gordon rejected the Secretary of State's proposed voter registration rules last week. Gray's proposed rules would have required people registering to vote in Wyoming to prove their residency if their identification didn't already show it. In a written statement, Gordon said that Gray's rules were beyond the scope of his statutory authority. Gordon agreed that only U.S. citizens who are Wyoming residents should be voting in the state's elections. But he added, data show that Wyoming, quote, does not have a significant problem with fraudulent voter registrations, end quote. In a response, Gray said he strongly disagreed with Gordon's decision to reject the rule changes. Gray said that the changes would have, quote, prevented illegal aliens and non-residents from registering to vote in Wyoming, end quote. Jackson Fire EMS, a joint service with the county, is sticking around as is, for now. The Jackson Town Council voted unanimously yesterday to extend its fire and EMS service agreement with the county for 9 more months, beginning this August. But, also in the motion, is the direction for town staff to work with the county to schedule a time to discuss the Joint Powers Agreement, or JPA. Haley Morton Levinson is Jackson's mayor.
But I think that all of us, and what I hear from my colleagues, is that it's a new JPA is the ideal, and that's what we're looking for.
The current agreement requires the town to pay 46% of expenditures, and the county pays the rest. The town is expected to go off a budget cliff of about $4 million in the next few years if the town does not make some changes, and negotiating a new fire EMS joint service with the county could help the bottom line. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.